Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, we love you on this morning. We ask for your continued provision, your help, your guidance, your direction, Lord, your covering, Lord Jesus. Help to protect us and keep us in this hour. In Jesus' name, amen. Yesterday, I left off. We were leaving off with the judgment seat of Christ and the white throne judgment. And I mentioned something about murder in my previous one. I did not mean murder as in God commits murder, God forbid. The murder I'm speaking of with blood guiltiness is that when you do not receive the Lord, basically you are the guilty party. You are the guilty party. You are the one that have rejected Christ, like I said yesterday, rejected Christ, and you are surrendering yourself under death. You are willfully willing to die for your own sins, which that penalty is death. And not just physical death, it is a spiritual death. So let's look at the judgment seat of Christ. The judgment seat of Christ has five crowns, and I mentioned that, and the five crowns are the incorruptible crown, and that's 1 Corinthians 9, 24 and 25. The crown of rejoicing, and that's a soul winner's crown. That's 1 Thessalonians 2, 19. The crown of life, which is the martyr's crown, James 1 and 12, and Revelation 2 and 10. The crown of righteousness, which is a crown of anticipation, those that love his appearing, 2 Timothy 4 and 8. And the crown of glory, an elder's crown, and that's 1 Peter 5 and 4 and 1 Corinthians 9, 16 and 17. Now, when I talked about the five compartments of hell, there is Hades and Sheol, Gehenna, Abraham's bosom, the bottomless pit, and the lake of fire. And when it was mentioned yesterday about the lake of fire, I'm going to read you something in Revelation. It's Revelation chapter 20, and I'm going to start at verse 10. It's a little bit of reading, so follow along with me. Revelation 20, starting at verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now you see there in verse 13, it says, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead. Now, then it goes on to say, and they were cast into the lake of fire. That gives you an indication they're separate compartments. And I'll have the scriptures for you tomorrow of the five compartments of hell, so you can go and look that up. But after you die and you do not receive Christ prior to death, and you die dead in Christ, you're dead. Excuse me, that's not correct. That you die, not the dead in Christ. You died without Christ. You died without Christ. You are then subject to the second death, which your name is not written in the Lamb's book of life. It says in 15, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So you die once, and then you are judged in the second death, and then you are in the lake of fire burning with brimstone forever and ever, for eternity. So I say to you, if you do not have a relationship with Christ and you have not received him as your Savior, I beg you, I plead with you to receive God as your Savior so you do not go into dying without Christ and then experience the second death, of which there is no power. You cannot get out. This world came into existence at the very beginning with something that was supposed to be beautiful. But Adam and Eve was unappreciative, rejected the gift of life from God, went into the deception of the enemy. Although Adam was not deceived, he disobeyed. We talked about that before. And like I said, we've been fighting sin ever since. But Jesus came and he died for our sins. And he is available today for you to say, Jesus, I want you to save my life. I believe that you died for my sins and I want to be saved. Salvation is here. There is no other name under heaven given unto men by which we shall be saved. And that name is Jesus. So I deplore you to receive him. And those that say that they follow Christ, follow him truly. We cannot teeter the fence, being lukewarm. Like it says in Revelation also, he will spew you out of his mouth. We have to walk what we believe. We are not perfect, but we are striving towards Christ, and we know what to do. And to him that know what to do and doeth not, to him is sin. And if you continue in sin that grace may abound, God forbid, you are crucifying Jesus afresh. Every time you continue to willfully and consciously enter into sin and live a sinful lifestyle, come out of that. Come out from among them and be ye separate. Be ye separate out of this world. And those that are walking in Christ and doing whatever they can and allowing God to lead, I encourage you to continue the walk. This is a journey. We're continuing on till we are raptured up out of here. And we can have a good time in this life. We can enjoy the things that God has given us, the gifts. But we have to be always conscious to walk worthy of the calling. I'm going to stop right there. May God bless you by the reading and hearing of his word. May you be saved, sanctified, and set free, and filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.